Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We're your hosts, David and Jessica. We put out a podcast once a week every Saturday, so make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on social media and YouTube, and also share this podcast with someone that you love if you feel like they could benefit from the health and wellness tips that we provide to lead to a healthier and happier life. Last week, we talked about healthy carbs. So if you want to learn more about carbohydrates, which ones you should be eating, and all the great benefits of incorporating carbs, so that way you have a well-balanced and healthy diet, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about the treadmill versus the elliptical. This is going to be a showdown on the gym floor. We'll be getting into what are the pros and cons of each one, and also you will pick a winner, basically. I know I typically enjoy the elliptical, and the reason I do is because it seems like there's less impact on the joints, so the knees and the hips, and definitely don't get shin splints while riding an elliptical. But you'll get into the pros and cons of each one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I prefer treadmill all the time. There's just so much variety you can do. And there is variety that you can do in elliptical as well. And of course, we'll get into all of that in this episode as well. So here we go. Really, I mean, no surprise that both have benefits. What really matters is that you're getting that cardio in. So whether you do choose elliptical or the treadmill, both are going to have some benefits of, you know, getting cardio and getting your heart rate up. So it kind of depends on what, like, you're looking for as far as your cardio workout goes. Biggest difference is going to be that impact on your strides and the pressure that you're putting on your joints. Where if you're on the elliptical, it's more of that lower impact because your feet literally are attached to the steps that you're taking. So it's moving, you're usually just moving the pedals with your feet. You're not actually taking your feet off of those pedals. So that's a lower impact. As my husband was saying as well, better for if you do get shin splints, or if you're pregnant or older or just need a rest day because you had a really strong workout on the treadmill the day before or outside running, elliptical would be the go-to workout for you. Not a lot of stress is put on your joints with that, so that's why it's easier than what a treadmill would be on your body. Having impact, however, is not a bad thing. It's actually helpful, especially as we do start to age and our bone density naturally is decreasing. So the more that we're working out those joints and keeping our bodies used to doing those motions, the stronger our bodies will continue to be. So walking or running will give your bones a stimulus that, and will strengthen them as well. So being on the treadmill is going to offer that benefit to you. Again, since elliptical is low impact, it's going to be good for people who have like arthritis. If you're coming back from a lower body injury, start off doing cardio on the elliptical because it's going to be easier on your joints. If you're a pregnant woman, also easier for you. And then postpartum as well for women, less wear and tear on our joints. So it just makes it easier to do longer sessions as well on the elliptical. Elliptical and treadmill do work some of the same muscles. So you're gonna work on both machines, your hamstrings, your calves, your glutes, your quads. Although the treadmill is going to work more of the glute and calf muscles, there's just more action on the treadmill than there is on the elliptical. Elliptical does have that added, especially if you're using an elliptical that has those arms, you do somewhat get an added arm workout. It does depend on how you're using it and if you're really like concentrating on the pull and the push of the arms. Sometimes you're, I get into a groove when I'm working out, so I'm not really being mindful of how much I'm pulling or pushing if I'm on the elliptical. So then I'm not getting as much of a benefit to my arm muscles as if I were to like really concentrate on the push and pull of those. There is something I do like to do when I'm choosing to use the elliptical is there's like this one workout that it will have you go through a variety of ways that you can do movements on the elliptical. So it will have you like really concentrate on pushing or really concentrate on pulling or go forward, go backwards. So that would be my suggestion if you are looking for that full body workout on the elliptical, doing a workout that's already like pre-worked into the program so that you can fully get the benefit of all areas. For running, of course, it depends. Like if you are trying to run a marathon, you're going to want to work out on the treadmill because that's gonna be the most mirrored to what you're actually looking to be able to complete. So if you're like, yeah, I wanna do a 5K or I'm gonna go do this marathon in the fall, then choosing to do the treadmill to replicate that sort of movement that your body is going to have to sustain for a long period of time is what you really are wanting to aim to do then. So in this case, the treadmill would be better for you. You can add resistance on both treadmill and elliptical. So those are positives in both of those machines. your heart rate obviously will go raise faster when you are adding that resistance, and then are on the elliptical, your heart rate will go up faster when you start to add that resistance. For the treadmill, it's when you're adding in that incline and also doing a faster pace, then your heart rate goes up. So again, depends on your goal. If it's just to get cardio in, maybe elliptical would be the machine that you choose. If you're planning to run a race, the treadmill might be what you want to do. In general, though, we should look to do cardio, period. So whether you're choosing the elliptical that has that lower impact on your joints, but still is a good workout, getting your heart rate up, or doing the treadmill, both add benefits because you're at least getting cardio in. Through all of the research, though, I will say treadmill is better for you. It is replicating the most natural of what we do in our day-to-day life as far as walking, running, things like that, jogging. So being on the treadmill, you are going to see the larger benefit for your health and keeping your joints and bones healthy as well. So that's really what I have for you regarding treadmill versus elliptical.
Well, there you have it. I guess I'm going to need to start incorporating the treadmill into my workout at the gym and not spend all my time on the elliptical. Sold. I'm going to continue on with a few pro tips to really maximize your workout, whether you choose the elliptical or the treadmill. And intervals are key on either machine. You can alternate between low intensity and high intensity. That really burns a lot of calories for you and gives you a good fitness boost. Typically, these machines have an interval setting, so that's a good opportunity to utilize that and have the machine guide you through the workout. Make sure you're engaging your core, keep those abs tight, make sure that you're improving your stability and also focusing on your posture. Make sure you're really trying to stand up straight and whenever you're doing either machine. And also you want to track your progress, so you can do that on the machine itself. There's always a calorie counter, and it also can get your heart rate for you, or as we've talked about in previous episodes, the fitness trackers such as Fitbit or Apple Watch. And that's really just going to provide you with that additional motivation to really keep you going. I know when I'm having a tough day in the gym, not really feeling it, whenever I get on that elliptical and I look at the calorie count, I'll just focus on the calorie count and see how many calories I'm burning with each rotation. And that usually gets me the motivation that I need to keep going and finish that workout strong. Also, as you touched on, play with that incline and resistance. So whenever you're on the treadmill, you can add an incline. And then whenever you're on the elliptical, you can go ahead and increase the resistance there. So that's just going to spice things up and also add more weight to, in the case of the elliptical, and also resistance and those type of things, which is really just going to push yourself more and really get yourself in good cardiovascular shape. So that's what we had for you today. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. And basically, you're going to want to do one of these two machines. Maybe you can mix it up, something like that. My wife mentioned the treadmill wins, so that should be your main focus. And that way you can have a healthy heart through the cardiovascular strength and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.